I'm back again. We've had the sandwich now and I had a glass of Coke with it. Funny breakfast, a bacon sandwich and a glass of Coke. I don't drink a lot of warm drinks in this weather. I don't drink a lot of tea and coffee, actually, because coffee gives me a sore stomach at times. Starts my IBS off. Irritable bowel syndrome, for those who don't know. And tea, I just have it the odd time. But I think I drink tea more when I'm on holiday, really, you know. Away anywhere. What are you doing, Ziggy? This weekend, 11 years ago, was very busy for me. Just before the move to Blackpool, I was packing up all the stuff in my mum's house. Done about 3 or 4 days of packing at our house. Went up to my mum's bungalow at weekend, started taking beds down and packing the rest of the stuff, getting it ready for the removal on the Thursday. And so we were there Friday night, Saturday, up until Sunday evening, and then Sunday evening went back to my own house and started to finish the rest of the packing there as well. You know, finishing off undoing, taking the wardrobes apart and that, because they wouldn't fit down the stairs in one piece. And we had Tammy still going to school until the Wednesday, till the very last minute. And then, because she used to do karate then as well. She had about 2 or 3 belts in karate. She's only 6. She's very good at it, actually. And she went to that on the Monday night as well, to give her something to do. She won't be running about all over, because she was only, as I say, 6. So I says to her, you might as well go and finish off your last karate and stuff. And then on the Wednesday, the van actually came to get some of the big stuff out and put all that in, and then they took it back to the depot, locked it up until the Thursday morning, and then they finished off putting the rest of the bits and bobs in that we needed for the last minute. Then they had to go up to my mum's and put all that stuff in. So it was a full van by the time they'd finished. And as I say, they got over here on the Thursday afternoon, well, about 4:30, and started taking everything in. It was difficult, so there was a lot of stuff. But it takes you a couple of weeks to get everything sorted when you move. Luckily, there were carpets and everything down, and nice clean carpets and stuff, so we just had to put the furniture and put the curtains up and then unpack all the boxes, so we'd no painting or anything to do at the time. It was quite well kept. So it's good. We've changed the carpets now, though, and things, but at the time they were quite new. So I'm going to pull this grass out here. But yeah, that was 11 years back. And it, funnily enough, it was a warm weekend then as well. Very hot like this. So you can imagine, you know, taking beds and wardrobes down and wrapping all my mum's ornaments and plates and stuff up and everything, and putting all the stuff to one side that she didn't want to take with her. Ready for charity shops and things. But my mum, she used to live in a warden-controlled housing complex in Oldham that she got when my dad was ill and that. And so the warden there, Denise, she was a lovely woman. She said that she'd make sure that everything got to the charity shop, which she did. She could let them in to take it after we'd gone, you see. So that wasn't too bad. At least we didn't have to leave it all outside in the garden. But my first guide dog, Delsa, she's buried up there at that, outside that bungalow in the garden. My brother's dug a grave for her and put her in. It's well down, though, in the soil, and there's flags over it, so I should imagine she's still there. Her bones are, anyway. So that was that. She died in 1992. So she's been there a long time now. So she'll only be bones now, won't she? But, yeah, my younger brother, Eugene, he did that. He dug that grave for her. And I put a collar in on top of her. He zipped her up into one of those lovely big suit bags. You know, the very big long ones, the dress bags. A thick one it was, and they zipped her up into that and buried her. So hopefully she's still there somewhere. But the things you think of when you're sitting outside. John's gone in for a while now, so I'm on my own now, so I'm just rambling on. So if anybody's listening next door, they'll probably think I'm talking to myself. Those buzzing thing there, go away. Bee or a fly or some horrible thing. Go away. But, your doggies are outside with me, aren't you? They're around. I keep saying I'll try to pull some of this grass out of this garden. They're like weeds, really, but thin weeds. Long bits of grass that grow up through the stones. But, I'll see. If it's easy to pull up, it won't be too bad. We had a gardener that came to do it last year, but he didn't do a very good job. There was a bit after he'd gone, the weeds started coming straight back up again. He didn't put enough weed killer down. Or did he put any weed killer down? I don't know. But, I'm just waiting for the shopping to come now. It won't be for a while yet. Get that put away and then see what happens from there. Still haven't seen Tammy yet. She's having a long sleeping. She's a good sleeper, Tammy. Although she could be in her bedroom on her iPad or something, or watching a film or something. But I've not heard any noise. I'll wait and see. She went to the youth club last night. She likes that on a Friday, and she put some more black dye in her hair last night. I said to her, don't put too much in, you'd look like a cartoon character. She wants to get it as black as mine, she says. I said, you won't do that because mine's naturally black. Hers is just dark brown. More like her dad's colour. She wants to go black. I says, oh, I don't know. That bird's still around. It sounds like a crow or a magpie or something. It must live round here. The only thing about it getting light in the morning early is all the birds come out early. I say, go back to sleep. Stop making such a noise. I'll get a gun and shoot you. Only messing. The worst things are the pigeons and the gulls in town, and people feed them. Some people are letting them walk on their arm and giving them pieces of pastry and on the main street in town where the Greggs are and Hamson's and Sayers, all the pie shops. He's letting them come on their arms and feeding them. Oh, God, I hate them. They come swooping down and take your stuff out of your hand. Different noises, birds, cars, doors banging. Don't know if you can pick that up on audio boo. A small plane flew over earlier on, but the audio boo had gone off. Didn't get a chance to put it back on in time. I've done well to keep up all my audio mows as well. I've not missed one. Yeah, I've done one today. Not missed them yet. So I've done well. I've got most of them in on time, I think. I think there was just one I did the morning after. But I still got it in, so that was okay. And halfway through tomorrow, won't we? I think I'm going to try and keep up. I'm trying to do a boo every day, even if it's only a couple of minutes. And I like listening to other people's, even if it's just everyday things. It's interesting to see what people are doing and hear different voices, and people that you haven't met, you know what they sound like. The cars from the main road, Bispham Road. Thank you.